You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Attorneys for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan say her federal indictment should be dismissed. She's charged for allegedly helping an undocumented defendant avoid arrest. Her lawyers filed a memo yesterday arguing judges cannot be prosecuted for official acts in their courtroom. The defense claims the prosecution is unprecedented and unconstitutional, violating both judicial immunity and states' rights under the 10th Amendment. Dugan, who was arrested in April and suspended from a bench, awaits a possible trial in July. A statewide air quality advisory is in effect today. The DNR in their notification says wildfire smoke from Canada is set to impact Wisconsin. The DNR says air quality through tomorrow morning will reach unhealthy levels for sensitive groups. That includes kids, seniors, and people with breathing issues. Whether you've got a connection nearby or up north, let landowners know about this one. The DNR is looking for landowners with at least 60 acres to host hunters with disabilities for the annual gun deer hunt in the fall. Landowners must be able to accommodate at least 3 hunters and complete an online application by July 1st. There's more about how to help on the DNR's website. As summer officially starts, Melissa Kay has more about boating etiquette and safety.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers how they can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species and diseases during fishing season. A number of the state's waterways have seen the introduction of invasive species like zebra mussels and spiny water fleas over recent years. DNR officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their bait buckets or fish containers at the site where they filled them, drain and clean their boats, and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectation. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh, joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. Well, the summer box office is off to a roaring start after last weekend's record-setting 4 days, thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Those two films will probably get quite a few eyes this weekend as well and could even finish 1 and 2 again. But they will have stiff competition from a franchise film and a studio with a reputation for putting out solid work. Karate Kid Legends opens this weekend. Star of the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is part of the cast where he trains a young boy in New York City who takes on, you guessed it, a karate champion bully. Where do they come up with this stuff? Oh yeah, they already have. Several times. The film is pulling a 55 currently on Rotten Tomatoes, with more reviews due to roll in at some point. A24 Studios' Bring Her Back is a good old-fashioned R-rated thriller that is reviewing through the roof on Rotten Tomatoes. Summer's here, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. It's 58 at our studios.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.